What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of my podcast. As you might have noticed, this week's episode is a different one. It's just me this time. There's no co-host to do this episode with, and that's because the podcast is now on a different path. And in case you're wondering what happened to my co-host, did we have a fallout? Did anything go wrong? No, absolutely nothing went wrong. It's just a personal decision. My former co-host, Mohammed, is just a great guy with lots of cool ideas in his head. Anyway, I've decided to make this more of a narration podcast in which I'll be reading fictional or allegedly real horror spooky stories. The name of the podcast is obviously now subject to change. I'm not even sure what to rename the podcast to, but I have a couple of ideas. So yeah, bear in mind that this show will now be a narrative show on a scary stories. I'll still be bringing guests on the show, so stay tuned for that. If anyone is interested, reach out to me on my social accounts so we can share our horror stories and spook each other the fuck out. Alright, I'm going to start off by narrating a couple of creepypasta. If you guys don't know what creepypasta are, here's a brief definition that might help. Creepypasta are essentially internet horror stories passed around on forums and other sites to disturb and frighten readers. The name creepypasta comes from the word copypasta, an internet slang term for a block of text that gets copied and pasted over and over again from website to website. Creepypastas are sometimes supplemented with pictures, audio, or video footage related to the story, typically with gory, distorted, or otherwise shocking content. While creepypasta today varies greatly in length and quality, older ones tend to be very short and follow one of the following set of formulas. So there are three formulas here. The first formula is called the anecdote. The narrator remarks on a scary legend, news story, or events from their own past. You can find such stories on, there's a website called creepypasta.org. You can find a lot of these stories or people's personal websites. The other formula is called rituals. A list of instructions for the reader, claiming that if they go to a certain place or at a certain time and perform specific actions, something remarkable or horrifying will happen. There is this formula here, the last one is called the Lost Episode. In this one, the narrator tells the story of a never-before-seen episode or scene from a famous TV show, typically a comedy or children's cartoon, where the audio and video is heavily distorted and characters begin acting strangely or violently, killing themselves and or each other. This style of creepypasta has fallen out of favor nowadays as it is seen as cliché. I've provided an example of a creepypasta in this episode here. This is from the Lost Episode formulae called suicidemouse.avi. Well, the depiction of this creepypasta revolves around a video which depicts a saddened Mickey Mouse walking down a poorly drawn, never-ending street while random piano keys play in the background. After some minutes of Mickey Mouse walking, this video starts to become corrupted, with the keyboard being replaced with static, the street starting to become impossible to fully walk in, and the video starts to swirl around while the sound of a horrific female screams starts playing. After that horrific scene, the viewer is treated with a scene of a man saying, "Real suffering is not known," 7 times, followed by a gunshot, implying that he shot himself. Well, the legend has it that the first person to have had the misfortune of watching it has committed suicide for an unknown reason. Our first creepypasta is a diary of a concerning father expressing his worries regarding his son, written by a talented fellow named Winter Josh. You can find his creepypasta on creepypasta.org. The story goes,
"I'm very worried about my son. More than worried at this point. Terrified. His behavior these past few weeks is not normal, not healthy. It makes me think there's something wrong. At first, he would just come and stand in the doorway. He did this at night, just before I'd be ready to fall asleep. I'd roll over to turn off the lamp, and he'd be standing there, in the doorway. I used to try to speak to him. I don't do that anymore. He never has answered me. He just stares. A couple of days ago, he graduated from standing in the doorway to coming and sitting on the bed. He still doesn't speak. I've asked him what he wants. I've asked him if anything is bothering him. It's not like him to be so quiet. He usually waits until my wife is asleep. That's the part that gets me. She always falls asleep before me, and he has never come in when she's awake. But then, she didn't have a hand in this. If something doesn't change soon, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm starting to feel like he knows that I'm the one who killed him.
All right, our next story has to do with one of my favorite foods of all time, pizza. When was the last time any of you ordered out a pizza? I had a regular pizza man for a while, but he closed down his pizzeria and just disappeared. Well, that's a true story. Anyway, moving on to the story written by Wayward Wanderer. The username is Wayward Wanderer on creepypasta.org. Pizza delivery. After moving to a small town in southern Michigan, I got a job as a cashier in the local store. After work, I would walk home to my small house and order a small pizza. This was my routine for 2 weeks when things took a strange turn. I called in my usual order to the pizzeria when a new voice, one I hadn't heard before, answered the phone and told me, "The usual? No problem. I'll deliver it less than 5 minutes." Sure enough, within 5 minutes, my order was delivered, and it was exactly what I had ordered every night before. When I tried to give the delivery boy a tip, he declined. He said he didn't need it and that he just wanted to work at a pizzeria to get out of the house and try to meet new people. This became my new routine for about 3 months. I'd ordered the same pizza, and the same deliver boy would stop by at the same time. It was sort of a running joke between us, how he knew my routine so well and that I always had exactly what he needed. When I grew tired of eating the same thing every night, on my way home, I stopped at a small diner across the street from the pizza place and had a nice dinner. Through the window, I saw my usual delivery boy leave the pizzeria with a box in his hand, heading towards my block. I returned home later than usual, and I found the pizza box sitting on my doorstep. On the box was a note that said, "Missed you. Guess I'll get what you owe me tomorrow." This creeped me out. I called the pizzeria and told the manager what I'd found. I told him about the message and that for the past 3 months, the same delivery boy had been stopping by and that I was sure he was the one who left the note. It was then the manager told me something I never expected. He said,
"Sir, we don't deliver."
Okay, guys, this last bit of the show is about a story called The Game. Well, it's not exactly a story per se. It's more like a set of instructions of how to play a game. Personally, I found it very cleverly written. All right, here it goes. By the way, try this at your own risk. Written by Wayward Wanderer once again. This is a game. This is a game where the participants get the chance to meet the twin they've never known in life. It's a simple game to play, but the repercussions can be overwhelming. The twin is a reflection of who you really are, not who you pretend to be. If you're a genuinely good person, your twin encounter will be pleasant and gratifying. But if you're a bad person, someone who bullies, lies, steals, cheats, manipulates, or hurts other people, then your experience will be dark and painful. In order to play the game, you require the following: an empty closet, a lit candle, and a mirror. To start, hang the mirror, any size will do, on the wall in the closet. Be sure to hang it on the wall across from the closet door, so the door is being reflected when closed. With the candle already lit, walk into the closet and shut the door behind you. Look at the mirror. You'll see a reflection of yourself and the closed door. Knock on the mirror twice, just as if you're trying to knock on the closet door. Blow out the candle and knock on the mirror two more times. You'll hear the closet door open, but the door behind you is still shut. Next, you'll hear breathing. The game has begun. In a calm voice, greet your twin with a simple hello and wait for the response. Afterward, ask a simple yes or no question. They will answer. The twin will respond in one of the two ways: a kind response or a hostile response. Good people will receive a kind hello in return for their greeting. Ask your question and your answer will be whispered back to you. Shortly after, a sense of warmth and comfort will overcome the player. The sound of a door shutting will signal the end of the game, as your twin has made contact, passed on their message, and left the closet. Bad people will receive an angry, animalistic snarl in response. If you try to ask a question, you will be answered with scratches or bites from your twin. A bone-chilling cold will fill the closet, and a sense of impending doom will bring about an unshakable feeling of dread that will linger for hours. You'll hear the sound of the closet door slamming shut, and the mirror will fall off the wall, shattering into pieces. When you leave the closet, be sure to take the mirror with you, intact or broken. If you leave the mirror behind, you'll be plagued by your twin's voice calling out to you and knocking on walls until you remove the mirror. The game reveals a lot about a person's soul. Okay, thank you guys for listening. I hope you liked this episode. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast on your streaming platform of choice so you don't miss any of my episodes. You guys can also join my Telegram channel, currently under the name of the_more_podcast, but that is most likely going to change. Probably not. We'll see. Reach out to me on Telegram or through my Instagram page or Twitter if you have any questions or suggestions to offer. This is Mehdi Adıgari signing off. Ha 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 ha!